My name is Lanier Britch. I'm professor of history at BYU. Latter-day Saint missionaries went to a number of places in the Pacific during the 19th century. The first were those who went to what is now called French Polynesia. It was then called the Society Islands. They arrived there in 1844. The second group was a contingent of 10 missionaries, actually called from Northern California minefields, and they arrived in Hawaii on December 12th, 1850. Only a year later, a group of missionaries were sent to Australia, this 1851, and 3 years after that, missionaries were sent to New Zealand and worked primarily in the Auckland area initially. Then there was a long break before the next incursion, you might say, and in 1888, missionaries were more or less illegally sent down to Samoa from Hawaii in 1863. But although they did some missionary work, the official missionaries were sent down to Samoa in 1888. The last group in the 19th century were those who went to Tonga. This mission was initially short-lived, but later recreated and has become very successful. Well, Hawaii has lasted the longest. However, we have had members of the church who have had testimonies and who have wanted to be active for the longest period of time in French Polynesia. The mission was closed between 1852 and 1892 in French Polynesia, but there were Latter-day Saints in the country on their own during that long period of time. The first Latter-day Saint missionaries to arrive in Australia came there in 1851. The record has it that there was one other Latter-day Saint in Australia as early as 1841, a man by the name of Barrett, I believe. But what he accomplished was minimal, and he had no help from companions or anyone from home. The mission in Australia was not an easy one. However, it being primarily a European-based nation, there was no problem with language. English was spoken virtually everywhere, and those who were converted often had the inclination to move to Utah, as I've said. The church didn't really take off in Australia until after the turn of the 20th century. Well, regarding the heritage of the members of the church in Australia, the word stalwart comes to mind. For those who have become members of the church, they've had to be good members of the church, or they have fallen away. It's been a very demanding place to be a Latter-day Saint. The last major development of the 19th century was the sending of missionaries to Tonga from Samoa. The first two missionaries were sent to Tonga in 1891. This time, even though there was a period of considerable trial and difficulty, by 1924 the mission was finally on a firm footing and has grown into percentage-wise, the greatest number of Latter-day Saints of any nation in the world. One-third of the total population in Tonga are Latter-day Saints. The church has been remarkably successful in these islands and continues to be highly respected. In fact, the respect for the church in all of the places we've talked about continues to grow.